Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You are creators.
Every human being is a creator.
As you think, so shall you be.
I believe we're creators, and I believe we create with every thought and every word.
We really do paint our world with our thoughts.
You can almost create your entire world. Not almost, you actually can.
Yes.
You can.
But we can all do it, as we don't realize the power we have.
Yep, you can see it, you can do it.
Own who you are, because then your creative abilities will come forth.
Because that's what we are. We are creators, we are manifestors.
Vision. Vision is going to direct your life if you like. Use it constructively. See what you want. Don't spend any time thinking of what you don't want. You get a picture in here. Make it big, make it beautiful.
If you will change, everything will change for you. You don't have to change what's outside. All you've got to change is what's inside. To have more, you simply have to become more. And then he said, don't wish it was easier. Wish you were better. Don't wish for less problems. Wish for more skills. Start working on yourself, making these personal changes. And he said, it'll all change for you.
Before you go to sleep every night, visualize yourself being, doing, and having the good which you desire. And whatever idea you lift up before you go to sleep, that idea is impressed upon the subconscious and it draws that to you. You'll wake up in the morning and the right ideas will just be clicking in your head. You'll meet the right people for the right purposes at the right time. You'll meet strangers, but they'll be right for your right purpose. People will do things for you and they won't even know why. Always visualize just before going to sleep. That's the one most important time, if there is a one most important time.
Focus on what you want, but don't try and tell the universe how it's going to happen. I'm going to do this and this is going to happen. I go, no, you just focus on what you want. If you focus on the destination and not on the means, let the system, which is so powerful, it will get there without you telling it how to get there. But when you start to interfere, now you're trying to control everything. That gets in the way. The body knows what you want. You don't have to tell it how to get there. That's a big issue in our lives. I want to be successful. How? Oh, I got to do this. I got to do this. You're putting all these details in. It's like, no, don't focus on the details. You forgot what the end was. Let go of the control.
I think many people do not take action around pursuing their dreams because of narratives that they create about their past. Why haven't I started? It's because my dad didn't hug me enough as a kid and I don't have this confidence. And they just create this big story. And then they're like, I need to go see a therapist so that I can, you know, untangle all of this. But if I were to say, hey, I'm going to teach you how to serve in pickleball, right? We wouldn't have the first session be, hey, for the next, you know, few weeks, what we're going to do is we're going to try and go back in the past. We're going to try and figure out why your serve is so bad. No. We're just going to say, change your wrist like this. This is how you do it. Because the reality is, you're never going to know. It's a convenient narrative, and it might make sense. But at the end of the day, the only thing you can do about it is change behavior.
We don't get in life a reflection of what we want, because what we want, we lack. But we always get a reflection of who we are being. And who we are being is representative of our vibration, how we're thinking, feeling, and acting. So becoming aware of those three things and becoming aware of where the attachments are from childhood, where the attachments are from the past is where the freedom really begins. Once you let that go, things naturally begin to align. And as a result of that alignment, there's more synchronicity. You're in the right place at the right time. You're feeling higher vibrational emotions where you could literally feel high a majority of the time without using substances. Once you're aware that that's a potential, it then becomes a game of what can I let go of?
It's not enough to think positively, because you can think positively with the 5% of your conscious mind, but we're programmed subconsciously to feel negative, right? So mind and body are in opposition. And so the work is, you know, if your personality creates your personal reality, and then your personality is made of how you think, how you act, and how you feel, then the first step to change, to truly change, is kind of uncluttering ourselves from those programs. And we've discovered, based on our research, is the best way to do that is to become conscious of those unconscious thoughts.
God put what you needed inside of you at birth. All of you have a gift, but you have got to do your gift, the thing God gave you at birth to do. It is the thing that you do the absolute best with the least amount of effort. That's your gift. Anything else you do, and you're wasting your time. Do you hear me? You wasting your time.
He said, there is no bad, there is no good. There's only lessons and experiences. And you choose these every time you come into a life. And what you chose to learn, we all have bad things happen in our lives. That's life. But what did you learn from it? Remember, you created it to learn something from. You made it maybe more difficult than it should have been, but you created it to learn something.
The hardest part about change is not making the same choice as you did the day before. And the moment you decide to make a different choice, you're going to feel uncomfortable because you're stepping from the known into the unknown. So some people would rather cling to their self-pity than take a chance and possibility. They'd rather tell the story of their past instead of telling the story of their future. It's so much more important, though, to romance your future instead of romance your past. Making that choice to change your state of being with a clear intention and elevated emotion actually changes your state to believe in that future more than you believe in your past. We discovered that if you keep doing that every day, somehow you'll arrive at that destiny, and your biology will literally begin to change to look like you're living in a different life.
You have to get the unconscious mind supporting and pulling in the same direction as the conscious mind. Otherwise, you're going to always stay stuck. So let's look at how you can develop this millionaire mindset, what steps you need to take, and how often. So first, you have to identify and release your limiting money beliefs. Things like money doesn't grow on trees. It's selfish to want a lot of money. You have to have money to make money. You have to work hard to make a lot of money. Money is the root of all evil. Can't buy happiness. The more money you have, the more problems you have. Wealth brings pain and misery. Any of those sound familiar? And one of the worst ones is, I don't have what it takes to make a lot of money. Or I can make money, but I can never hold on to it. Well, the easiest way to do this change, to reprogram your subconscious or unconscious mind, is with affirmations. And you can do that by repeating written affirmations out loud or silently to yourself.
If you truly believe that you have the power within you to change, the first step would be saying, I have to take responsibility for myself right now, because I got to start thinking differently. I got to start acting differently. I got to start feeling different. It's going to be hard. If it was easy, everybody would be doing this. But how is self-love born? I've studied this. When the person sits through the fire and sits through all of that anxiety, all that hatred, all that anger, and keeps lowering the volume, sooner or later, the body's going to release it. And when it's released, forgiveness is a side effect. You take your attention off that person because you no longer have the emotion to keep your attention on. And in fact, you feel so good. This feels better that you naturally forgive. It's not like, nah, you're forgiven. It's not like, hey, look at me, I'm forgiving you. It's just kind of like, wow, isn't life great?
Yeah.
Whoa, you're good. I mean, you're good. I'm getting on with my life right now, right? So emotions keep us stuck in the past, and we tell that story, we reaffirm it, we get in trouble.
You cannot wish for both strong character and an easy life, because the price of one is the other. When I think about pain, I think about, what thing am I paying for right now? And is that thing something that I want? And if so, it reframes the pain as the price of the thing that I want. This is super interesting. If they've done research on this where they have somebody who like accepts like shocks, they can like opt out at any point. If you have the same man who's getting shocked, and then you tell that man in the other room, every shock he takes, his family doesn't have to take. His threshold of pain like quadruples. This may seem like some quote mindset, whatever. But the thing is like, the bigger your goals, the more pain you're going to endure, whether you want to or not, it's the price.
You're living on frequencies. Now, when you think of something, what you've done is you flipped your brain onto a higher frequency. The very fact you can see it is all the proof you need to know you could get it. What you have to do is raise your love consciousness to that frequency. And then you will attract whatever's on that frequency, all the good you need to manifest the idea. Any idea that's held in the mind, that's emphasized, that's either feared or revered, so it could be bad or good, that's either feared or revered, will begin at once to clothe itself in the most convenient and appropriate form available. It starts to move into form.
Stop telling the story of your past and start telling the story of your future. Stop believing in your past, real or imagined, and start believing in your future. Stop romancing the past, and let's start romancing a future. So the unlearning process then, you know, 95% of who we are is a set of memorized behaviors, emotional responses, unconscious habits, hardwired attitudes, beliefs, and perceptions that are automatic like a computer program. So if we're in a program, then we're unconscious. So in order for us to change, we have to become conscious of our unconscious thoughts and the story and the narrative that we tell and those memories, to become familiar with how we speak or how we act and become so conscious that we don't go unconscious to that behavior.
If you had consciously observed some of the things you do in any given day, just consciously stop and watch your own behavior. Listen to your thoughts. You're going to find that many of the things you do are done through habit. See, when I was a little boy, my teachers used to say, Bob, why are you doing that? And I'd say, I don't know. This is the intellectual mind. You can store a lot of information in. But this is the conditioned mind. You see, thousands and thousands of habits form something called conditioning. And I was automatically doing things I didn't want to do. I was doing something wrong. It was giving me results I didn't want. And they'd say, why are you doing that? And I'd say, I don't know. I didn't know why I was doing things that I didn't want to do, giving me results I didn't want to get. I didn't know how my mind operated. I didn't know I had all those ideas fixed in there. And I'll tell you something else I didn't know. I didn't know how to change it. Why'd I have a poor attitude? Because I had so many negative ideas fixed in here. And you see, it's what's in here that controls the vibration. And conscious awareness of the vibration is called feeling. And I never felt very good. Sometimes I felt lower than others. You'll see people that are totally depressed. You know what depression is? Depression is anger turned inwards. They get angry at someone else and they suppress it. They pack it into their subconscious until it all becomes fixed. And they stay in a terrible vibration.
If you said, okay, I'm going to work with my body and I'm going to start breathing and I'm going to start feeling emotions that I do want to feel, the heart starts producing a very profound signal. It starts to produce an external magnetic field. It's measurable. So now you have a coherent brain, which means you can get very intentional. And you have a coherent heart, which means you can feel the emotions of your future before it happens. Somehow you have this broadcasting of this Wi-Fi signal. And the brain tends to be electrical in nature, so it sends out an electrical charge into the field. The heart is the magnetic charge. It's what draws things to us. It's the magnetic field. And now you actually, by changing the way you think and the way you feel, you're changing the signal in the field. And if you're able to maintain that state for an extended period of time, I say something magical is going to happen in your life.
The body knows what you want. You don't have to tell it how to get there. That's a big issue in our lives because I want to be successful. How? Oh, I got to do this. I got to do this. And I say, oh, well, you're planning all these things. your conscious mind is not even any, the subconscious is a million times more powerful a computer than the conscious mind. So I say, you're going to take this little small conscious mind and try to run the bigger computer. It's like, that doesn't work. Let go of the control. And this is the whole thing. I mean, it's a, I just came to my mind. A lot of people say, let go, let God, or something like that. Some phrase that people always say. And I go, well, that's actually the way to do it. Focus on what you want, but don't try and tell the universe how it's going to happen. Don't tell them that I'm going to do this and this is going to happen. I go, no, you just focus on what you want. The intelligence of the supercomputer, the subconscious supercomputer, it won't handle it unless you put your hands into the machine. I said, keep your hands out of the machine. Focus on where that ball is going to go.
Perhaps the most important quality that you can develop for success and happiness in life is the quality of courage. Winston Churchill once said, courage is rightly considered the foremost of the virtues, for upon it, all others depend. There are several forms of courage that you can develop with practice. These different forms of courage will help you to achieve great success that is possible for you, and they're all learnable with practice. In other words, you can actually become an absolutely unafraid person by practicing courage whenever the situation requires it. The first form of courage is the courage to dream big dreams and to set big goals. This is where most people are stopped. The very idea of setting big, challenging, exciting, worthwhile goals, sometimes they call them BHAGs, big, hairy, audacious goals. The very challenge of doing that is so overwhelming that most people quit before they even begin.
As a guy in Iowa got curious, you know, why do the birds start chirping an hour before sunrise? He found out the chirping of the birds is a frequency that helps open up the plant cell stomata on the bottom of the leaf, and it lets the plant start breathing in the morning. It helps set the alarm clock and wakes the plant up. He found out that that frequency is found in classical music quite a bit. So he started playing classical music to his cornfield. His neighbors thought he's a couple fries short of a Happy Meal, but until his corn grew 15 feet tall. And they said, what channel was that you're playing? When he played the music to his squash plants, they produced 5 squash per leaf instead of 1. He played it to his black walnut tree and it grew twice as fast as normal, called Sonic Bloom. It's a combination of vitamins for the plant and special frequencies to open up the stomata.
This kind of manifesting does, where you see yourself pushing through the resignation, you feel yourself believing, you feel yourself doing the work to find that needle in the haystack, to beat the odds, to have something magical happens, is that you start to believe that it's going to happen. Manifesting, I literally convinced myself that we would in fact find a needle in a haystack, that I didn't even need to worry about all the houses that we couldn't afford that we were seeing. I didn't even need to worry about the number of places that we would look at that were out of our range. I didn't even have to worry about how long it was going to take, because I knew, because I was aligning myself with what I wanted through proper manifestation, that it would happen.
It's not a magic trick. It's not God picks certain people he'll make rich and certain people he don't. He gives all of us as his children the power of choice. You have a say-so in that. You can decide to be rich. And with God's help, it's highly doable. But you first have to think it.
What we give out, we get back. And what we believe about ourselves becomes true for us. Our thinking creates our experiences. There is a law of thinking like everything else, like all of nature. There is a universal energy or law of mind or subconscious mind, whatever you want to call it. But to me, it means the power that is within me and around me transforms my thoughts into experiences. Every thought we think and every word we
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
We speak is creating our experiences. And it's almost as though every time you think a thought or you speak a word, that universal intelligence or energy is listening or responding to what you are thinking or believing or saying. Whatever we choose to believe becomes true for us.
Be very clear on what it is that you want. Spend 5 minutes sitting down and visualizing those things being true, and then give gratitude for that. Like, see it, feel it in your body, taste it in your mouth, hear it in your ears. Completely immerse yourself in that for 5 minutes, longer if you can, and then just be so grateful for all of that. Essentially, what you're doing is moving your brain from a fear state to a trust state. And that is the gateway to making these changes.
Ask yourself, can I be defined by a vision of the future instead of the memories of the past? What do I want in my life? And take the time to answer the question. As you begin to contemplate and think about the answer to the question, you're changing your brain. When you make your brain fire in new sequences and new patterns and new combinations, that's the beginning steps of changing your mind.
If you're going to have an interesting life, you can't have all of the other interesting lives you would have had. What's that mean to you?
Well, I suppose it's that thing of like, it's incredible the things you won't do. But when you think about like the potential that we all have, like we're all privileged in a sense, right? Because we all get one life. And then we get given, you know, different gifts, right? So there can be no equality because we're all born different, right? So it's that thing of going, and it's not better, worse, or the same. It's just different. Everyone's kind of different. And I think that, for me, that the idea of going, you can't have an easy life and a great character. You've got to kind of go out there and decide what you want. That's the first great adventure. And then getting it is the second great adventure. So it sort of speaks to that thing of like wishing wells work. But they don't work when it's not the magic. The magic is you going, oh, what do I wish for? What do I want being the fundamental? Like, if you know what you want, that's incredibly powerful.
What can I do today to make that amount of income a reality? And take one or two action steps towards making that a reality. So the physical actions, in addition to the mental rehearsal with affirmations and mental rehearsals, visualizations, is one of the best ways to start priming your brain to achieve the financial goals you have.
When you accept it, that doesn't mean that you are giving up. Those are two different things. Accepting it just means, okay, I'm ready to go somewhere else. And I'm thankful for all that this has taught me, all that this has brought me. I accept where I'm at, but I know I'm made for something else. I know I'm made to go higher, right? Yeah. But really I'm made to be somewhere else in the world, and I think that until you accept that, you can't move forward because you're just in the middle of it. And I think when you accept something, that's how you get ahead.
Now think of this for a moment. I want you to imagine that you're going to accept an idea right now to turn your annual income to a monthly income. You say, well, I'd like that, but will you do it? Probably not. Your paradigm will stop you. See, your paradigm literally controls the results. Now, let's think of how the paradigm was formed. The paradigm was formed through repetition, the ideas being planted in your subconscious mind. Now, understand, your paradigm dictates your logic. Your paradigm controls how you utilize your time. Your paradigm controls your perception of situations. Your paradigm controls your effectiveness. Your paradigm controls the amount of money you earn. If you want to change your life, you must change your paradigm.
Honor yourself as your word. Don't give your word out lightly. When you throw your word out there and you don't honor it, it makes a statement about you. If you decide to maintain a sense of integrity with yourself, that if I speak it, I'm going to live it. It's who I am. And I'm going to be very cautious in how I give my word to others, and most of all with the commitments that I make to myself. Because I want my life to reflect my words and honoring who I am and what I express.
One of the most important laws of human existence
In the universe, we know that all of energy is in a state of vibration. And we also know there's the law of radiation, that everything is vibrating outward. And we find that whatever you are thinking, your thoughts are also a form of energy that is vibrating and radiating out from you and that travels at the speed of light so that you can affect people and circumstances at great distances. That's why it's so important that you keep your thoughts on what you want, keep your thoughts on what you desire, and keep your thoughts off of what you don't want.
Visualize every day about where you want to be and make it a point. Surround yourself with everything that you're inspired by. Surround yourself with a vision board that you can see at your desk or see at home. When you're visualizing at night, you should be trying to smell, you should be trying to feel, you should be trying to make it as real as possible. You have to make sure that you understand that this is a skill set, because when you first start doing it, you're not going to be great at it. You're going to be able to do it for a very short amount of time, and then you're going to get distracted. This is no different than meditating, learning how to meditate, okay? It takes practice. So just because the first 3 or 4 days or the first week is a little bit hard, keep going.
Everything you're going through is preparing you for what you ask for.
If you could fall in love with your future, and the heart produces a very strong magnetic signature, and you get your brain coherent and working really well, that intention that you have has a signal in the field. And we've measured this. And so then if you could begin to experiment by changing your energy, could it change my life? That's the experiment. I'm just curious. If you started doing it, that you could actually shorten the distance between the thought of what you want and the experience of having it. And all of a sudden, you're no longer going anywhere to do it. It's kind of coming to you.
I can't really explain it, but if I see something, and like, if I see it in my head, and like, if I can visualize it in my head, I could just do it, you know?
If you can see it here, and you have the courage enough to speak it, it will happen.
If you visualize before, you will be more prepared for that moment.
Are you not visualizing the fight?
Yeah, always.
You are.
I always visualize my fight in the night. I know, okay, this happened, I'm gonna do this.
Visualizing at like 13, 14, just so everything around me was taken care of when I got to a meet, so I could be completely relaxed. So when I put my headphones on, all I'm thinking about is the music. I get to go up and just do what I practice to do. All of those countless hours of staring at the black line at the bottom of the pool, that was for this moment.
I knew what was going to happen. I knew what was going to get here. They didn't.
You've got to bet on you. You believe in everybody else. You clap for everybody else. You support everybody else. You're baking cakes and making cookies for everybody else. But when are you going to look in the mirror and believe in the darn person you see? It's about time for you to believe in you.
And you know, if you read every single story of every single man or woman who's ever accomplished anything, their entire life is a lifetime of failure. It is failure, 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 outstanding success. Boy, wasn't he lucky. You find that successful people try far more things, and most of the things you try won't work. At least they won't work initially. So therefore, the thing is to keep trying, because you have a cybernetic organism or a mechanism built into your brain, which means every time you try anything, you learn something. You try something and you learn something, and you learn what works and you learn what doesn't work. So you find there's a direct relationship between the number of times you try and how likely it is you are to triumph. And so if you hear a good idea today, resolve to give it a try. And the faster you try it, the better.
If you want to attract what you want, you've got to see yourself already with it. You've got to understand that you've already got it. Use your imagination. See yourself already in possession of the good you desire. That will flip your mind onto a specific frequency. It's on that frequency that good you desire is going to start coming toward you, and you will start moving toward it. You've got to see yourself now already with it. And know it's only a period of time until you moving toward it and it moving toward you, and you become one with it.
You want to reach your goal? How to reach the goal the quickest? Be focused with your energy, meaning be focused with the mind. Don't lose the goal from the mind. Whatever you do from the moment of waking up until the evening, whatever you do, keep the goal in the mind.
Nothing changes in the winner's mind. Do you understand that? You have to be obsessed. You have to be mission focused. You have to be driven by something greater than what average people are driven by.
Stay focused and stay in the studio. Stay working. Stay grounded. Stay humble. Keep making money and stack it high as you can stack it, no matter what anyone around you say.
Your destiny, when you identify with your destiny, you have to be maniacal
You have to be uncompromising. It don't matter how much it feel like it ain't gonna work. Complete delusion. You gotta believe the delusion, because it's only delusional until it works. So is it really delusional? A motherfucker only gonna call it delusion until it don't work for nobody else to see, but for the whole world to see. And then once the world see it, there's nothing delusional about it. Now your delusion becomes, oh, he was a fucking genius. We didn't see it when he saw it. We didn't understand it when he did. We thought this motherfucker was crazy.
The first aspect of visualization is called frequency. This refers to the number of times that you visualize a particular goal as achieved, or of yourself performing in an excellent way in a particular event or circumstance. Paint a clear mental picture of your very best performance or result, the more rapidly it will appear as part of your reality.
Delayed gratification, which means putting off enjoying the fruits of your labor for a period of time. It's temporary, so that you're focused in on what you're doing. This is the one thing that people always did that people that are not successful don't do. They're obsessed with making money. They're obsessed with their mission, their purpose, their idea, their project. And it's all they do. It's all they think about. They eat, drink, and sleep this obsession. They work on it, but it's not work to them. They absolutely love the journey, because they understand the journey is actually the reward. You see, what you say is what you get. Your tongue is a creative force. Words have power, more power than you could ever imagine. Every word that comes out of your mouth has 100 to 1,000 times more power than a thought. If you believe that what you say will happen, you will get whatever you say.
The act of rehearsing mentally in your mind who you want to be, the act of just closing your eyes and mentally rehearsing that scene, literally causes the brain to look like you already did it. Keep doing it over and over again. The hardware becomes more automatic, like a software program. You naturally get your behaviors to match your intentions because you install the circuitry. Practice feeling the elevated emotion. If you feel that emotion and you say, when I feel this emotion, I can believe in that future, then let me just keep remembering to feel this way in every part of my day. And this is not about positive thinking. This is about conditioning my body emotionally into the future. So if I maintain this modified state of mind and body my entire day, should there be some evidence in my life as a result of my change in state of being, a synchronicity, a coincidence? And if there is, then I'm going to do it again. And I think that's how we start stepping into that future.
Once you start to understand that what you think about, your thoughts, is what expands and becomes your life, you start getting real careful about what you think about. Real careful. So that when you have a thought that says, gee, I got a sniffle, it's in my nose, but tomorrow it'll probably be down here in my throat. And on Wednesday, it's probably going to be here in my chest. It always seems to happen this way. And on Thursday, I'm going to have a fever. I get one every time. You can just about count on it. I'm going to have to take Friday off. Now, it's Monday morning, and you got a sniffle, but in your mind, in your thoughts, you're taking Friday off with a fever, and lo and behold, your body begins to react to this thought, which is just a mistake of the intellect to begin with.
Here's how the system works. Everything you could ever ask for, you could ever have now or ever ask for in the future, you already have right now. You already have all of it. You simply are not experiencing it. Because everything that has ever happened is happening now and ever will happen is happening right now. It is for you merely to reach into the sea of infinite possibilities and call forth the reality you choose now to experience. And you do this through three devices mainly: thought, word, and action. That is what you say, what you think or believe, and of course what you do.
Wherever focus goes, energy flows. When you focus on something continuously, something magical happens. You get insights, don't you? You overhear a conversation and you hear something you wouldn't have heard if you didn't have that outcome or goal that you wanted so badly.
Learn to become still and to take your attention away from what you don't want and all the emotional charge around it, and place the attention on what you wish to experience. Energy flows where attention goes. You can begin right now to feel healthy. You can begin to feel prosperous. You can begin to feel the love that's surrounding you, even if it's not there. And what will happen is the universe will correspond to the nature of your song. The universe will correspond to the nature of that inner feeling and manifest because that's the way you feel.
Where awareness goes, energy flows. Look at awareness as a glowing ball of light. So imagine your mind is a vast space and your awareness is a glowing ball of light that's floating through the mind and you can control where it goes. And if your awareness is going to a particular area of the mind, that's where energy is flowing because where awareness goes, energy flows. And energy is like water. Whatever I water will start to grow, right? So if I took a watering can and I watered a garden bed, would the weeds grow or the flowers grow? Both, right? Because water can't tell the difference. Energy works the same way. If I put energy to a particular area of my mind, it will start to grow.
The most important thing is that you take action. You see, the major difference between successful people and failures is successful people are action-oriented and failures are not. Successful people are results-oriented. Successful people are action-oriented. They think of what they want and they take action. Does it work? Now, if you take action, only two things can happen. What are they? Succeed or fail. Pretty simple. If you succeed, you do more of it. If you fail, what do? You learn something and try something else. Human beings are trial and failure organisms. We trial and fail, try and fail, try and fail, try and fail, try and fail, and then try and succeed. You only have to succeed the last time.
Where energy flows, attention goes, and where attention goes, energy flows. Where is your attention? That attention will willingly or unwillingly deploy energy, life force. Are you going to be expending your life force focusing on somebody else's life, dreams, ambitions, problems? I don't give a about what anybody else is doing. How hard is it to understand? I don't watch people's stories on Instagram. I don't give a damn. I'm living my own reality. And people are out here worrying about what I do. Don't worry about what I do. Watch the podcast and go level up. It's a choice. And if you don't think it's a choice, so be it. It's not a choice. And that's how you'll live your life, like an accident. But the people that want to make it out and they want to win at life, got to grab life by the balls, bro.
Is there any better feeling than being locked in?
No.
Like when you are locked in and you are, you know, you're taking and you're in a rhythm and you're, every day you're knocking it down. You never miss a step. Nope. Like you go to bed feeling great. Yep. You wake up feeling inspired. You go in the gym with energy, right? Like that's the best way to live it.
But I promise you, bro. You have so much potential. If you literally just took it and put it in one place, you could literally change your life.
Truly believe that if you put your 100% effort into something, then you can't lose. God knows if you deserve the results. And if you truly try, you truly commit yourself 100% to something, I don't see how you can fail it. But I don't think you can. But I refuse. I completely refuse. You can't fail it.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.